Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Summary of Suncoast Venture Studio Podcast. We're doing a deep dive today into philanthropy on Florida Suncoast. We've got a lot of really fascinating articles and websites and reports to go through. So our mission here is to uncover the stories of the organizations that are really like changing this community, whether it's through education or healthcare or even environmental conservation. And to look at how they are shaping the future. Like, did you know that one of the foundations we're going to talk about actually came from the sale of a community hospital, and that you can help local students just by swiping your debit card? We'll also be looking into all the work being done to protect Florida's really unique species, like the Florida panther, and they're trying to protect their habitat, the Everglades.
I'm excited to get into it.
It's going to be a really inspiring journey.
The Suncoast's philanthropic landscape is just remarkable. You know, it really shows how dedicated the people and the organizations are here to making a positive difference.
Right. Before we go too far, let's kind of define what exactly the Suncoast is. For those listening who might not know, it's more than just beaches.
Absolutely. We're talking Sarasota County, Manatee County, Charlotte County, DeSoto County. You even have parts of Hillsborough and Pinellas County. So you've got diverse communities, bustling cities, charming coastal towns, all kind of united by this identity, the Suncoast. And whether you live here or you're just visiting, you're experiencing the positive impact of that philanthropic spirit.
Right. Okay. So speaking of that philanthropic spirit, let's start with the Gulf Coast Community Foundation. They've got a really amazing origin story.
Yeah.
They started from the sale of Venice Hospital back in 1995.
It really is a testament to community-driven healthcare and just kind of the power of thinking ahead. Think about it. The money from that sale formed the foundation's first endowment. And since then, they've given away over $575 million in grants.
Wow.
That's enough to fund every public school in Sarasota County for a whole year.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's a huge legacy of community care.
It shows how one act of generosity can really create a wave of change. Speaking of legacies, United Way Suncoast has a history going back over a century. They started as the Tampa Welfare League way back in 1924.
Wow.
It's amazing how they've grown from just a small handful of agencies to a force for good in the entire region.
It is really interesting to think about their early days of fundraising. You can picture women riding on horseback collecting donations. Talk about dedication. Their first executive director, Ruth Atkinson, she had a great quote. She said, "No one can be happy or safe if others are in want."
Wow.
That really sums up their mission, you know?
Yeah.
The responsibility to care for all.
Yeah, and their impact is undeniable. They've given out over 100,000 books to kids, and they've helped families get back millions of dollars in tax refunds. So they're addressing so many different needs.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's talk about an organization that is going about funding their mission in a really innovative way, the Suncoast Credit Union Foundation.
Oh, yeah, they've got a very clever model. So every time a member uses their credit card or debit card, 2 cents goes to the foundation.
Hmm?
It might not seem like much, but with so many transactions happening every day, it adds up quickly.
Right.
We're talking about a ton of money that goes to scholarships and grants and programs that support the education and the health and well-being of children in the community.
It's pretty cool how they've turned everyday actions into this force for good.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about the potential we all have to make an impact, even with those tiny little actions. I mean, just imagine those pennies you might not even notice are providing meals for families, shoes for school kids, and just so much more.
And they go even further than that. The Suncoast Credit Union Foundation also partners with other organizations like the Rays Baseball Foundation.
Yeah.
And together, they've got great programs like Reading with the Rays, which brings together community outreach with, you know, America's favorite pastime.
That is such a creative way to get kids interested in reading. And it reminds me of another organization focused on education. The Flanzer Trust.
Oh, yeah. The Flanzer Trust is incredible. They support a really wide range of causes, everything from K through 12 education to social services and healthcare. And they're really focused on making sure donations have the biggest impact. For example, their match program has given out over $24 million since 2020, basically doubling the donations from individuals.
Wow.
And they go even further by paying those PayPal fees for donations, making sure 100% of every dollar goes to the organization they're supporting.
That's amazing, that level of commitment.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I want to switch gears a bit and talk about the organizations dedicated to protecting the Suncoast's beautiful environment. You know, we've got the Surfrider Foundation's Suncoast chapter, and then we have the National Parks Conservation Association, or NPCA.
Protecting our coastline is a cause that so many people care deeply about, especially those of us who love spending time on our beaches. The Surfrider Foundation's campaigns against things like single-use plastics and their work to support clean water initiatives are having a real impact on the health of our oceans and our beaches.
Those are definitely initiatives I can get behind. And then the NPCA takes a broader approach, working to protect ecosystems like the Everglades and the Big Cypress National Preserve.
These areas are so important, not just for the plants and animals that live there, but for the health of the entire region. I mean, the Everglades are often called the river of grass. They naturally filter our water supply, and they help to fight climate change.
And we can't forget the incredible story of the Florida Panther's genetic rescue, which the NPCA was a big part of.
That story is a real testament to the power of conservation work. The Florida panther was so close to disappearing forever. But through careful management and a truly groundbreaking genetic rescue program, the population has rebounded. It gives us hope, reminding us that even when things seem impossible, we can make a difference.
It's just so inspiring to see these organizations working so hard to protect the natural beauty that makes Florida so special. And what's really remarkable is how often they work together to make an even bigger impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, we see that with the Suncoast Credit Union Foundation and the Rays Baseball Foundation teaming up for that Reading with the Rays program. By working together, they can reach more people and have a much greater impact.
That's what I call teamwork. Using the excitement of baseball to encourage kids to read, which is such an important cause for so many in the Suncoast community.
Okay, so we've touched on education, we've talked about protecting the environment, we've discussed taking care of the community, but there's another side to philanthropy on the Suncoast that we need to talk about, and that's endowed philanthropy.
It's a really important concept that helps keep a lot of these organizations going strong for the long term. Think of it like a superhero's trust fund that's dedicated to doing good forever.
I love that analogy. And the Gulf Coast Community Foundation is a perfect example of endowed philanthropy in action. Their endowment ensures they can meet the changing needs of the community far into the future. They're connecting the generosity of people who gave in the past to the challenges of the future. It's really a remarkable cycle of giving. It's like planting a seed that grows into this huge, strong oak tree, giving shade and shelter for generations to come. That initial gift just keeps giving, allowing the foundation to adapt and address new challenges as they come up.
That's such a powerful testament to the impact of philanthropy and how people can choose to invest in the future of their community.
It is.
Okay, so we've covered so much in this deep dive, but honestly, we've only just scratched the surface of the amazing world of philanthropy on Florida's Suncoast.
Right.
I'm already feeling inspired, and I can't wait to dive in even deeper.
There's just so much more to discover, from small local organizations to innovative programs tackling big problems. The Suncoast is bursting with examples of people giving back and making a difference.
And we'll be right back after a quick break to explore even more inspiring stories and uncover the reasons behind this amazing culture of giving. Stay tuned.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
And we're back, diving deeper into philanthropy on Florida's Suncoast.
You know, talking about these organizations, their impact, it makes you realize that philanthropy is so much more than just giving money.
Right. It's about giving your time, your talents, really anything you're passionate about to make your community better. It's about giving people the power to be their best selves.
Exactly. Think about the kids in that Reading with the Rays program. It's not just about getting books. They get to meet their favorite baseball players.
Right.
They see that reading can be cool, that they can have big dreams.
That's the real power of philanthropy. It sparks something in people, gives them the tools to succeed.
And we've seen that philanthropy comes in so many forms.
Yeah.
It's not always about these huge foundations giving out big grants.
Yeah. You've got smaller organizations working hard every day, right there on the ground, connecting with people who need help.
Like the Suncoast Foundation for Handicapped Children. They gave over 75,000 square feet of space, rent-free, to nonprofits that help people with disabilities.
Wow, that's a huge contribution. It lets those organizations focus on providing important services.
And then there's the Suncoast Hospice Foundation. They make sure that anyone in Pinellas County can get compassionate, end-of-life care, no matter their financial situation.
They offer comfort and dignity during a very difficult time.
Their work is so important. And we can't forget about all the individuals who do what they can. Volunteering at a soup kitchen, giving blood, helping out a neighbor. These acts of kindness really do make a difference.
It all adds up to something really special.
It creates this ripple effect, inspiring others to do the same.
And that brings us to the heart of the Suncoast spirit of giving. This belief that we're all connected.
I couldn't agree more. There's a shared sense of responsibility here. We all play a part in building a thriving community.
And that's why we need to celebrate the people and organizations who are leading the way, setting an example for others to follow.
We need to recognize those unsung heroes, the ones who quietly make a huge difference in people's lives.
Their stories are powerful. They motivate us and remind us that we all have the ability to make the world a better place.
It's not just about what we can do alone. It's about what we can achieve together.
Collaboration is key. We've seen it again and again during this deep dive. Organizations working together, people coming together, sharing resources, and using their strengths to reach common goals.
That's how we create lasting change. Recognizing our collective strength and understanding that by working side by side, we can overcome challenges and build a better future for everyone.
It's amazing how something as simple as sharing a place, the Suncoast, can bring people together and inspire so much good.
It really speaks to the human spirit, our desire to connect, to give back, and to leave the world a little better than we found it.
It's a reminder that we all have a story, a unique perspective, something to offer.
And as we start to think about the future of philanthropy on the Suncoast, one question keeps coming up for me.
I'm listening.
How do we make sure this legacy of giving keeps going for generations to come?
That's the big question, isn't it? And I think the answer is to make a culture of philanthropy that's woven into everything we do.
We need to get young people involved, inspire them to give back, and see philanthropy as a normal part of their lives.
We need to give them the power to choose causes they care about and the opportunities to make a real impact.
Whether that's through volunteering, mentoring, or even starting their own philanthropic projects, it's about raising a new generation of changemakers.
And we need to keep sharing stories of impact, talking about the successes and the challenges, celebrating the people and organizations who are making a difference.
Because stories have the power to connect us, to inspire us, and to remind us that even the smallest acts of kindness can have a big impact.
We also need to embrace new ideas in philanthropy, exploring different approaches and partnerships that use technology and creativity.
The world's changing fast, and the problems we face are becoming more and more complex.
So we need to be flexible, willing to try new things and find new ways to make a positive impact.
The future of philanthropy on the Suncoast is bright, but it takes all of us working together. Individuals, organizations, and community leaders, all dedicated to keeping this tradition of giving alive.
So, to wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. How can you be a part of the story of philanthropy on the Suncoast? What talents, passions, or resources can you bring to the table?
It's a question worth thinking about because each of us has the power to make a difference, no matter how big or small.
Spend some time exploring the world of philanthropy on the Suncoast. Find an organization that speaks to your heart and join the movement of giving that makes this region such an amazing place.
And we'll be right back after a short break to dig even deeper into the amazing stories and the incredible impact of philanthropy on Florida's Suncoast. Stay with us.
Are you a seasoned founder, retired executive, or industry leader with expertise to share? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we're building Florida's Venture Coast, a hub for innovation and high-growth startups. and we need your talent. Join us as a mentor, advisor, or collaborator. Help shape the next wave of scalable startups. Guide entrepreneurs through pivotal moments and stay connected to the excitement of venture creation. Whether you're offering insights, joining an advisory board, or getting hands-on with ideation, your experience can make a lasting impact. Be part of something bigger. Together, we'll create thriving ventures and a vibrant ecosystem right here in Southwest Florida. Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us and start building Florida's venture coast.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive into philanthropy on Florida's Suncoast.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it? Exploring all the different ways people are giving back in this area.
You know, thinking about all these organizations and the impact they're having, it makes you wonder, what is it about the Suncoast that creates this incredible spirit of giving?
That's a great question. I think it's a few things. First, the Suncoast has a long history of people getting involved in their community. I mean, think back to the Tampa Welfare League and the sale of Venice Hospital that started the Gulf Coast Community Foundation.
Yeah, it seems like giving back is just part of the culture here.
Absolutely. And the natural beauty of this place plays a role too. The beaches, the Everglades, all these amazing ecosystems. I think it makes people feel a responsibility to protect what we have.
It makes you want to make sure future generations can enjoy it all too.
Exactly. And we can't forget the people. The Suncoast is full of passionate, diverse people who are dedicated to making a difference.
From the volunteers at the Suncoast Foundation for Handicapped Children to the donors supporting the Suncoast Hospice Foundation, it's clear that people here really care about their community.
And that care turns into action. Whether it's donating money, volunteering their time, or just raising awareness, people on the Suncoast are actively involved in making things better.
It's like a collective effort, a shared feeling that together we can make a real impact.
And that energy is contagious. It inspires others to get involved, to give back, to be part of something bigger than themselves.
It creates this amazing cycle of generosity that benefits everyone.
And that's what makes the Suncoast so special, I think. It's a place where people come together not just to enjoy the lifestyle, but to make the world a better place.
That's a great way to put it. We've explored a lot of ground in our deep dive today. From education and healthcare to the environment and taking care of those in need, we've seen the power of endowed philanthropy, the importance of working together, and the dedication of individuals and organizations.
We've learned that philanthropy can be so many things, from simple acts of kindness to these huge initiatives that change entire communities.
So as we wrap up our exploration, I want to leave you with this. What cause on the Suncoast really speaks to you? How can you use your time, your talents, or your resources to make a difference?
It's a question worth asking ourselves, because every single contribution, no matter how big or small, has the power to create positive change that goes way beyond ourselves.
Take some time to learn more about the organizations doing incredible work on the Suncoast. Find one that aligns with your passions and join this amazing movement of giving that makes this region such a special place.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into philanthropy on Florida's Suncoast. It's been an inspiring journey, and we hope you'll continue to explore the amazing work being done in our community.
Every act of giving, no matter how small, can make a huge difference.